First up today, we're back with all the travel news that you can use. And again this week, it's produced and presented by our team member, Gwen Luscombe.
Emirates have revealed new cabins for their Boeing B777 fleet, and they're pretty swanky. The largest upgrade are the new fully enclosed private suites, which are in the first class, which are inspired by Mercedes-Benz S-Class vehicles. But all three cabins, the economy, business class, and first class, have been changed to a degree, including an upgraded in-flight entertainment system. The first class suites offer 40 square feet of personal space, which is enough room so that passengers can change in the privacy of their suites, and they have a full-length cupboard for hanging clothes. The seats can also be placed into what Emirates call a zero-gravity position, which is inspired by NASA technology, to give a feeling of weightlessness for passengers. For those suites in the center of the cabin, Emirates has introduced a virtual windows system, which project the view from the outside of the aircraft using cameras. In the other suites, binoculars are also available for customers who want to explore the outside sky from their windows. Passengers can communicate with the cabin crew or request room service using their video call function. And the suites also come with a service window so customers can serve their drinks and canapés in an undisturbed manner. And the suites have a 32-inch full LCD TV screen, or they can have their own content projected from their own devices. They have noise-canceling headphones, high-quality amenities from Bulgari, mood lighting, and more. Emirates and Mercedes-Benz have also extended the partnership to provide a fleet of S-Class cars as a part of its complimentary chauffeur drive service. And if you're traveling with a layover in Vancouver, SkyTeam has officially opened its latest airport lounge at the Vancouver International Airport. The new lounge is in the Alliance's seventh branded lounge worldwide, and it's the very first for the Americas. It is located in the new duty-free area of the International Terminal. The lounge features two separate wings with floor-to-ceiling windows and facilities, including seating for 128 guests, showers, a dedicated business area, and a TV room. There's food and beverage services, including microbrewery beer and wines from local vineyards. And the lounge is also open to SkyTeam Elite Plus members, as well as business and first-class passengers who are traveling with SkyTeam member carriers. The Vancouver facility joins the existing SkyTeam lounges in Dubai, London Heathrow, Hong Kong, Sydney, Istanbul, and Beijing, which also recently opened late last year. Speaking of flying, a recent study has revealed that aviophobia, which is the fear of flying, has become increasingly more common, particularly in the recent years. One of four Australians have a fear of flying, according to the Flight Experience Sydney, and this can be caused by a single direct influence, such as a traumatic flight experience, or a combination of factors, such as stress, anxiety, or feeling a loss of control. To help others overcome their fear of flying, Ben Evans, who is the co-owner of Flight Experience Sydney, has shared his top tips, which include breathing and relaxation techniques, skipping the alcohol and caffeine while you're flying, as well as using cognitive behavioral therapy. The organization offers courses for those who are trying to combat their fear of flying and feel more secure and confident when they do fly. And for more information on the classes or Ben's full list of tips and tricks, you can visit sydney.flightexperience.com.au. Intercontinental Hotels Group has recently signed on to develop the largest hotel in Fiji, the Crown Plaza Fiji Wailoa Beach. Opening in 2020, the new 453-room hotel will offer ocean views as well as direct access to the beach. It'll be located just a short 10-minute drive from Fiji's main airport, Nandi International Airport. Guests can also choose to relax and dine at any of the five restaurant and bar offerings at the resort, including a pool bar and a beach club. The resort will also feature one of the largest conference centers in Fiji, a fully equipped 24-hour fitness center, two swimming pools, a kids club, and other exclusive resort facilities. Back in Australia, the five-star luxury resort The Anchorage, which is located in Port Stephens, New South Wales, has relaunched this month after an 18-month multi-million dollar renovation. The 25-year-old property, previously the Pepper's Anchorage Port Stephens, has undergone a total refurbishment of all the existing accommodation and public spaces, as well as the addition of some new luxury facilities. The Anchorage offers 8 seaside Hampton-style structures sitting between the cliffside and the ocean, and it's located roughly 2.5 hours north of Sydney and about 30 minutes from the Newcastle Airport. The hotel and spa also offer dining and conference facilities. Among the property's newly added facilities include the restaurants The Wild Herring and The Galley Kitchen, Hemingway's Bar, which showcases some of the world's rarest and unusual whiskies with tasting experiences available, a retreat spa Luca with luxury treatments, spa and steam facilities, 2 pools, including an adults-only infinity pool, and a fitness center. And shortly after being named the world's kindest city, the Gold Coast has now been named the best destination for backpackers at the 11th TNT Golden Backpack Awards, reaffirming the popularity of the destination among some of the region's fastest-growing sectors in the backpacker market. The Gold Coast came up tops at a gala ceremony alongside the Independent Travel Exchange in the Adventure Travel and Backpacker Industry Conference last week. Tens of thousands of backpacker votes were amassed over a 10-week national campaign that featured in TNT Magazine and TNT Down Under. The Gold Coast Tourism Executive Director, Corporate Affairs and Strategy, Dean Gould, said that the award win is a testament to the confidence the tourism industry has in the youth market. He also added that international youth visitors are a major contributor to the tourism sector, with more than 300,000 international travelers aged between 15 and 29 visiting the Gold Coast annually, which accounts for approximately 30% of all international arrivals into the region. With the youth travel category more competitive than ever, the Gold Coast Tourism is dedicated to growing the market and has dedicated a youth specialist, which is the only such resource appointed to any Australian regional tourism organisation. And that's Travel News This Week. I'm Gwen Luscombe.
Thanks, Gwen. Gwen Luscombe there with Travel Writers Radio's Travel News.